This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
I had to.
That's the best. You are amazing.
I had to.
I love it.
We're going into Thanksgiving. I was actually going to use the Thanksgiving music, but this is more recognizable.
Oh, I love it.
So, but yeah. I was going to do Over the River and Through the Woods, but daggone it, we don't have that in the system.
We can work on that. We can use that for the next holiday.
The only one I could find was Chipmunks, and there's just something about Alvin singing that. It just didn't work.
Let me start out by saying, brr.
Yeah, no kidding.
What on earth happened?
A little frosty out there.
That's how you know the Lord has a sense of humor, right? Oh, let's have it in the 50s. Whammo! Psych. Winter's really coming.
Yeah, especially with this.
Hi, Todd Corey. Hi. You can pull in a chair, too, if you'd like.
I can wait.
Okay. All right.
I'm on the phone out here.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I just wanted to let you know I was here.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Todd Corey. We'll be with us as well here in just a few minutes.
Yep.
And we've got the ladies from the Parks Department in this morning. Wah, wah. Ladies rule today. Well, Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. 765-659-3338 if you have questions or comments. However, like I said, we do have guests in the studio with us. We have Emily and Ellen from the Parks Department. Ladies, how are you today?
Great.
Doing good.
Doing good. Now, are you great because the lights are finally up and you can, like, take a breather?
Yeah. And they're working.
And there you go. So it's not so much that they're up, it's that they actually work. I could kind of see that. Hadn't thought about it. So let's talk about that. Somebody told me once that there's a wreath or something that you put on the barn that says when the lights are, that's when the process starts, and then the wreath is like the last thing to go in, and that's when the process is over at the end of the holidays. Does anybody know if that's true or not?
I don't know if that's true. I feel like the wreath on the shop has been up for a while now. So,
see, that's the one I think it was. Does it go out first, and then is it the last thing to go in?
It was out pretty early, so it might be. But, yeah, I'm not sure if that's
I think that's the case. The wreath comes out, and that signals the start.
Oh, okay.
That wasn't shared with us.
Yeah.
Well, you're both fairly new, right?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
So Ellen, tell us how long you've been there and how you made your way to the Parks Department.
I've been with the park for about a year and a half. I started part-time and then went to full-time and then just recently became the event coordinator. That's been about a month now, I guess.
Yeah.
So what will your duties be? I know we're talking about the holidays, but throughout the rest of the year, what will some of your duties be?
So I'll be in charge of things like the Easter egg hunt, the summer concert series, the Racy's Festival, 4th of July Festival, all that fun stuff.
That is a lot of stuff. That's
yeah.
a lot of things to coordinate.
Yeah.
And Emily, what is officially your position now?
Now I'm officially the operations supervisor, but I started at the parks as the event coordinator, and we just did a little switch
switcheroo.
Around. Yeah.
And so what are your official duties with the park?
So just overseeing like the overall operations of the park, meeting with vendors. I'll work a lot at the pool and doing contracts and stuff with the pool.
The pool. I wish we were still at the pool.
We could go.
Well, we could go, but it would be a little chilly for me today to get out there. And I don't think anybody wants to see this in a swimsuit anyway, but definitely not today. So, well, it is the holiday season. And so the lights, the reason we really would like to have you guys on today was because it's official. Tomorrow, the lights kick off, right?
Yes.
Woo! Yay!
So how long does it take? I was there with you folks the other day, and you were saying, actually, this year you got done a little early because the weather had been so nice. So when do you actually start putting the lights out?
They start like early October?
It was early September.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we got started a little early too. It was first week of September, I believe, is when we started working on them.
And where do you guys put all the lights during the winter months? How does that work? Because I know this is what I know. When I get, a new Christmas set of lights, a new strand of lights, they're great the first year. I tend to put them up. Maybe the second year they still work. But like the third year I pull them out and like half of them don't work. And so how do you guys store your lights to keep them? What do I not do right that my lights don't last me all that long?
Well, the string lights they have on wheels that get wrapped so that they don't get tangled and all of that.
See, that's what I probably
get checked before they get put away. And then again when they get taken out just to make sure they're still working. And It's a long process.
Oh, I bet it is. I'm sure. And then the other lights, because you have the ones, I don't know what you call them.
Like displays?
Displays, yeah. Yes, the display lights. Because I love like the 12 Days of Christmas display. And I like the arch. I love the arch. Some of them are really cool. So how do you display those, or how do you store those in the months that you're not using them?
We have a whole barn.
Just
for
Christmas
barn. Yep. Just
the Christmas
barn.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Just for the Christmas displays. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I have to ask the question, are there really a million lights out there?
I haven't counted, but as far as I know, yes.
I would think. I mean, that's long way. That's a lot of lights. And then the arch, when you drive through the arch, I would think, how many did that alone have?
Right.
How many? Do you know how many strands are on that arch?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter, does it, when there's just that many?
As long as it turns on.
Yeah, as long as it's working.
Yeah.
So is there a big ceremony to turn the lights on, or do you guys just go out, you know, okay, plug it in and let's go as soon as...
I mean, have you done like a drive-through?
Is there a countdown or something?
I don't know what they've done in the past, but this year we actually came in early this week and turned everything on. So on Monday we came in. Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monday we came in and turned everything on to make sure it was working. So we kind of got to see it for the first time then.
Is there a switch?
Everything together.
Not just one.
Not just one switch, unfortunately.
A lot of different places they get plugged in. Yeah. And
how cool would that
there's
be?
There's a lot
that
of circuits cool. involved.
Yeah, I know, like, but you know, like switches? Those giant sand.
Yeah.
Yes! Then we could get...
We could work on that.
We could have like a kids contest. You get to flip the switch kind of thing. How fun would that be?
I'm taking notes.
Events.
And so that does bring up a question. And it's funny that Todd Corey is here today. Let's talk about the power aspect of the lights. Aren't they all LEDs now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that reduces the amount of energy needed a lot. It still takes a lot.
Oh, I'm sure it still takes a lot. Talk about the entrance and how the flow is going to work this year out at the park.
So it's a one-way route. Everybody will enter off of Kiger Street, and it's pretty self-explanatory how to follow the route, and then it will exit onto Burlington Avenue.
I love the lights. And they come on at what time? When is the official the lights are on at the park?
The official start is 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Thanksgiving
night.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, people can come and the lights would be on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else exciting? What's your favorite display out there?
I think my favorite display is the entrance arch.
Mm-hmm.
It was new last year. It says, like, welcome to TPA Park Festival of Lights. And so I just think it's special that it was made for us and welcomes everybody in.
Are there any new displays out there this year?
We got a new display from a family this year, and it's actually, I think, one of my favorites because it's two cats, and it says Merry Christmas in the middle, and I like it because we love our park cats, so it feels very...
Yeah, it has purpose to you. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
It has a little sentimental meaning. Now, I wanted to know, do you know how many people go through... I have heard, I think Kimberly Black gave me a number one time, and it was like a crazy big number. It was like, I want to say like 16,000 or something, and I might just be wrong on that. But I know it was like a lot.
I had 17,000 in my
Okay,
head,
so.
I'm yeah. not, it's so hard to track, you know.
Right, but, yeah. It's just a guess, obviously. Yeah. Yes. But, you know, I have been out there and have worked with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And they give away candy canes out there. And there are so many people. And so I know that Mr. and Mrs. Claus were asking some of the folks, are you from here or where are you from? Many, many people come from out of town for these lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I've heard of a lot of people coming from out of state.
Oh, really?
To see them. Well, yeah, it's like one of the top 10 displays in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. And in fact, IMS and the state fairgrounds have actually... been advertising the other displays, and TPA Park was the first one that they did.
Nice.
So that's on their exciting. On yeah. their website.
And it was
so.
On the festivals, the state festival thing too. Yes. I did
yeah.
see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very excited about that.
So, but yeah, it's one of the top 10 in the state, and yeah, it draws a lot of people. I think 17,000 is a low ball number, but
really?
But yeah. you really don't know because of all the cars that come through.
Well, right. there's
how
buses.
Many people are packed in those cars, so you don't know.
Right.
I know
for sure.
we have about 26,000 candy canes ready to hand out. So wow. we'll see how many of those we go through. Obviously not everybody wants a candy cane, but
yeah.
that's Still. Kind of a way to track it a little bit.
26,000 yeah. candy canes.
Lots of candy.
Holy cow. Did those just come by the cases?
I have yeah. big old tubs full of them.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, are there still any opportunities to be assistants to Mr. and Mrs. Claus out there, or have you pretty much filled those?
Every night has somebody ready to volunteer. So I think we're all set.
They're all set.
Yeah.
And there are some new things happening out there this year. I saw that there's going to be some horse-drawn trolley rides. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we're so excited about this. So Draft Bees Honey and Antioch Church are putting on the trolley rides. They will be on December 12th and 13th and 19th and 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. They will take off from the little parking lot in front of the pool entrance, so people can come in off of Burlington Avenue if they don't want to drive through the lights first and park on the side of the road in the parking spots there and head over to the pool. And it's first come, first served, so people need to pack their patience a little bit. They can fit several people on the trolley.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. It's not like a carriage ride where it's
yeah,
just
right.
two
it's
people.
It's not just like one family
it's,
at
yeah,
a time.
Yeah, it's the actual trolley
yeah,
that
several
they have.
People. But seems like people are really excited about it. We're
oh,
hoping
I saw
for
tons
a good
of great
turnout.
Comments.
Yeah.
yeah.
So just want to ask people to arrive early if they don't want to wait too long, and just...
Be patient.
Yeah, be patient.
Yes,
exactly.
Because I can imagine a lot of people, yeah. I think this would be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to this as well. So I do think
well,
people.
Yeah, that and looking forward to, because back when I was a kid, it was always a really cool thing to go get a little cup of soup and a cocoa. And I am so happy that you guys brought all that back, and you're going to have that again this year.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. The kitchen at TPA is going to have soups in the concession stand in the park. Ozark Kettle Corn will have their kettle corn. They've been a staple out there. And Tom's Coffee will be there Fridays through Sundays. And then during the week of Christmas, every day other than Christmas Day. So we'll have lots
That's
of options
genius.
For people.
Yes, yeah, I so. Love that. Now, I know there's a big night. The 29th is kind of a little bit of a kickoff night, sort of, I guess, if you want to call it that. Fun group is going to be out there. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, CNR Catering has their fun group out there on Sunday. From 6 to 8, I believe.
Okay. And they're serving a lot of as what Rodney told me, we're serving a lot of our favorites, the community's favorites day. So that's what he told me the other day. So fun group will be out there on the 29th. And so tis the season to get merry. Woohoo!
Yes.
Anything else you guys want to share with us about the lights at the park?
Super excited. Everything's working so far.
That's a bonus, absolutely.
Volunteers will be out with the candy canes through Christmas Eve, but the lights stay on through January 2nd.
And it is free to drive through the park.
Yes.
You can make a donation if you'd like to, and of course they greatly appreciate that. That's how they kind of pay for new displays. And I know a couple of years ago, the guys were building boxes. So we've been building boxes. And so I asked, and they were putting trees in them and such and such. But I mean, there is a lot that goes into it. People might think, oh, you just go string. It's not. And it's not that easy just to string lights. I mean, like the drive through. I mean, I don't know how many there are. And it's, you know, cars have to be able to fit under it. And it's got a cage, I'll say. That,
the tunnel.
So you guys do a phenomenal job. Emily and Ellen with the Parks Department. We appreciate you guys. Congratulations on another... You guys are there. Season.
Yay.
Thank
you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Emily and Ellen from the Parks Department, you're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best to 102.7.